God never intended us not to have good success and to prosper in life. Stay with it long enough to get it deep down on the inside of us that we're totally convinced that because of the Holy Spirit, the anointing in me, I don't have to fail in life. Holy Spirit, I believe, put on my heart to share with you as His people and as believers. 1 John, there is a Gospel of John, and then there is the book of 1 John, which is an epistle. So turn to 1 John chapter 2. Hallelujah. We've been talking about the anointing within you, have we not? Amen. You know, I am convinced that I don't think we put enough emphasis on that. Amen. Look at the 27th verse. I'm going to read this from the King James and from the Amplified Bible. 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. But the anointing which you have received of Him abides in you, and you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is true, and is no lie, even as it has taught you, or as the anointing has taught you, you shall abide in Him. Now, little children, abide in Him, that when He shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before Him at His coming. Now, turn to John the 15th. This is the Gospel of John. St. John the 14th. Let's start at the 14th chapter and look at the 25th verse. Let's start with the 25th verse. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, hallelujah, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, or the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things. Now, isn't that what we just read in 1 John? It says that He would teach us. You need not that any man that doesn't have that anointing teaching you. He's not saying that you don't need a teacher, because we know in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, the Bible says God has given ministering gifts to the body of Christ. And one of the ministering gifts is the ministry of a teacher. So John's not telling the believers that they don't need the ministering gift, a teacher. He says you don't need anyone teaching you or instructing you that does not have this anointing. Now, the scripture above, he says, I'm writing to you, little children, concerning those that seduce you or are leading you astray, because there were false teachers, there were antichrists. They were pulling people away from the message of Jesus, about the message of their redemption. So he's telling them, you don't need to be listening to people that do not have God's anointing on the inside of them. So I want to make sure we understand that he's not telling us that we don't have to come and fellowship together and listen to the word of God through ministering gifts that God has put into the body of Christ. There are some believers that are being misled like that. You can understand and get more of a clear understanding by listening to the ministering gifts in the body of Christ that actually have this anointing. But I want you to know that as believer, we all have this anointing on the inside of us. It's Jesus says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. And then the scripture says in John chapter 7, verse 37, this spake he of the Spirit, which would be given unto them that believed on him. For the Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus hadn't been crucified, went to hell, and glorified yet. So after Jesus was glorified or raised up and made to sit on God's right hand, he sent the promise of the Father, which was the Holy Spirit. And so he says the Comforter, and the Amplified says the Helper, the Advocate, the Intercessor, the Counselor, the Strengthener, the Standby. That's why Paul says in one of his writings to the church, he says, because Paul was being persecuted and he was arrested, he had to appear before Caesar and all those other politicians. And so he says, all forsook me. Everyone forsook Paul. He was standing in trial and he was by himself. When he said all, he don't mean all. But a whole lot of believers stopped following me because he was arrested. So he writes and he says, in my first trial, no one stood with me. And he named some people. But he says, the Lord stood with me. So he knew that the Holy Spirit was a standby. So if you ever have to go before someone that is accusing you of something that is not, that's not true. Just know that the Lord is standing by you. You know, I like what the Old Testament says. It says, if you will hold your peace, God will fight your battle for you. One scripture says, you won't have to fight in this battle, the Lord said to the believers. He said, you won't have to fight in this battle because this is not your fight. The battle is the Lord. Too often we think that we need to help God win for us. All God needs us to do is trust Him. He says He's our standby. He'll stand by us. In difficult times, God will stand with you. And He won't just stand with you. Paul said, and He strengthened me. That's why the Bible says the Holy Spirit is a strengthener. He's your strengthener. Hallelujah. So we're not alone in this world. Now he says the Holy Spirit, and he gives all these other names for the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place, to represent me and to act on my behalf. He will teach you all things. The Holy Spirit knows what's coming tomorrow. Before we even step into tomorrow, He already knows what was in your and my tomorrow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Bible says this. This is a promise that He will show you things to come. Glory to God. Because it's by that statement, it's obvious God does not want us to live in the dark. He wants us to know what He's doing in our life. He wants you to know what is to come. If Satan's trying to set a trap for you, the Holy Spirit will let you know if you and I stay in close fellowship with Him. Hallelujah. I didn't get too many amens on that one. Now, one scripture says He is with you, but He will be in you. And I read those scriptures so you can know that it's talking about the anointing. All right, turn back over to 1 John. Look at this again in verse 27. I'm going to read from the Amplified Bible. As for you, say that's me, the anointing, special gift which you receive from Him, which you and I receive from Him, from God the Father, hallelujah, remain permanently in you and I. Come on, one more time. Say, He's in here. Hello, teacher. I'm doing this so we would develop a consciousness that we're not alone. Someone is in us, the Holy Spirit, the anointing. He's in us to teach us. He's in us to teach us spiritual things. That we have an anointing on the inside of us. And this anointing on the inside of us is God, the Holy Spirit. He's in us to teach us, to lead us, and to guide us. God never intended for us to live life haphazard. God never intended us not to have good success and to prosper in life. God expects us to be healed and have a healthy life. Glory to God. God never expects us to be divided and divisive and in division. He expects us to work together. Hallelujah. God had never intended for our families to be torn apart and our children be lost eternally. It's never been God's intention. But the reason why these things happen to believers is because they don't know what they have. We don't know what we have, and we don't stay with it long enough to get it deep down on the inside of us that we're totally convinced that because of the Holy Spirit, the anointing in me, I don't have to fail in life. He's here to help me to make it. Glory to God. But we're going to have to learn how to submit to Him. If you want to do it your way, He's a gentleman. He's going to let you and I go right on doing it your way. And then He's going to say, okay, I'm here to help you. You know how we can sometimes be, I can do it myself. I know what I'm doing. God, give me common sense. Well, use it. What do you mean use it? Use it and go to Him.
Thank you for watching the Oasis of Love TV 10-Minute Workout. This teaching is available to you in its entirety on our Oasis of Love TV YouTube channel. We would love for you to subscribe, like, and share our video teachings today. This message was brought to you by our patrons at Love Center Family Church, Joseph and Deborah Hill Ministries, and the financial contributions of our faith partners like you worldwide. If you would like to become a faith partner, you can do so by sowing a seed of any amount at $KingdomRule. That's $KingdomRule via Cash App, PayPal, or Givly. If you need prayer, you can do so by calling us at 757-539-7079. That's 757-539-7079. And if you're in a Tidewater area of Virginia, please be our guest by visiting us at Love Center Family Church at 362 East Washington Street in Suffolk, Virginia. Services are Sundays at 11 a.m. and Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And remember to reach out to the world with the love of God. And remember, God loves you just as much as he loved Jesus. And faith and the anointing worketh by God's love. You have a great week.